So let's review. Our shiur began with the Mishnah. Nachu shabol l'chabes. If a guy comes to put out a fire in the Jew's house, ein oimrim l'kabei v'al techabei, m'mnei she'ein shvisase alein. We may not tell him directly to put out the fire, but we have no responsibility to stop him either. Avol katan shabol l'chabes, ein shayman loy, m'mnei she'shvisase alein. But we do have to stop a minor from doing malacha because shvisase alav. We are responsible to see to it that they do not do any malacha. Although this cannot be proven from our Mishnah, Rabbami holds that one may announce with an earshot of non-Jews, Kol HaMachaba Ein HaMafsid. Anybody who extinguishes the fire will not lose, meaning he will not be wasting his time as he will be rewarded. When Yosef ben Simoi stopped Gentiles from putting out the fire in his home on Shabbos, even though he merited a miracle that rain came and put out the fire, the Chacham told him that he could have allowed them to put out the fire. From the fact that we do have to stop a child from extinguishing the fire, the Gemara initially deduces, Shemata mina, Kotten oichel nevelos, bezdim mitzuvan lov lafrishay. We see from our Mishnah that we have a responsibility to stop a child from violating Yisurim. The Gemara rejects the proof from our Mishnah because our Mishnah may only be talking about a case of Kotten ha'oichel adas aviv. Child is doing the malacha to please his father. However, a child who is doing an aveir for his own benefit, like a child who eats nevela, perhaps we have no responsibility to stop him. The next Mishnah teaches that you can cover three things with a pottery bowl. A fire, to prevent it from spreading to the overhead beams. Tzoyer shel katan, a child's excrement. And akrev shel tishach, a scorpion to prevent it from biting. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai did not allow covering the scorpion, since it is a violation of trapping on Shabbos. Rabbi Avin initially taught the second case of the Mishnah to be referring to human excrement of a child that has to be covered to prevent the child from touching it. But after being insulted by Rabbi Avin, not offering him a chair to sit on, Rav Chanan bar Rava criticized this explanation harshly. Avin shatya mas nishatus libnei. Avin the fool is teaching foolish things to his son, since human excrement is not mukta, because it's mukhan leklavim, fit for dogs, and it may even be moved directly. Instead, Rav Chanan suggests it is speaking of tzoyah shel tarnei goylim when they cut. The excrement of chickens in a garbage dump in a chatzar, where a child has access to it, but it may not be removed directly. Although generally a grav shel rei, a utensil that holds excrement, may be moved because it's repulsive, in our case it may not be moved, since it's not repulsing anybody because it's in the garbage heap. Since the Mishnah mentioned covering a scorpion to prevent it from biting, the Gemara makes several points about killing dangerous creatures on Shabbos. Amar Rav Shimon Levi, Kol HaMazikin Nehrogim b'Shabbos. Rav Shimon Levi holds you may kill any dangerous creature on Shabbos. Rav Yosef explains that since we have an authoritative braisa that only permits killing five specific creatures, Shimon Levi must have been talking about a case where the dangerous creatures are actively chasing somebody and can therefore be killed for pikuach nefesh, to save a life. The braisa is talking of where they are not chasing after a person, and there is no issue of pikuach nefesh. However, these five creatures are extremely dangerous and will eventually harm the person. Therefore, one may kill them. The reason is because we follow the opinion of Reb Shimon that malacha she'ena tzrich leguf is potter. When a person does a malacha for a purpose other than its general purpose, such as trapping the animal to keep it away from him, as opposed to capturing it to have it, he's potter. Although malacha she'ena tzrich leguf is potter aval aser, it remains aser midrabbanan. In this case, it is mutter. The chacham permitted it because of the potential harm. The Gemara relates that somebody recited the following braisa: Ha'hayug nechoshim akravim b'shabbos. Ein ruch chasidim noichemena. Pious people are not pleased with people who kill snakes and scorpions on Shabbos. This opinion agrees with Rav Huna, who criticized somebody for killing bees on Shabbos. However, Rav bar Rav Huna said, Oisin chasidim ein ruch chacham noichemena. The chacham are not pleased with those chasidim for being so strict. Rav bar Rav Huna disagrees with the braisa above, which says that one may only kill five specific creatures. He holds, like the original understanding of the statement of Rabbi Shu ben Levi, Kol HaMazik in the Rogim Shabbos, all dangerous creatures may be killed on Shabbos. Another braisa teaches that if one sees a snake and kills it, Hashem put it there to give him the schus to kill it. If it hisses and he did not kill it, Hashem is sending a message that it was decreed that he should die, but he was miraculously spared. The daf concludes with a story told by Rabbi Bar Kahana and some things we can learn from it. Pamachas, Nofel Echad Bebeis HaMedrash. A snake fell into the Beis HaMedrash, and Rebbe said about the one who killed it, Pogabai Kayetzabai. The snake was killed by somebody just like it. The Gemara tries to prove that Rebbe meant this as a compliment, since Rabbi Yani held it is mutter to kill wasps, snakes, and scorpions on Shabbos. The Gemara rejects the proof, since Rabbi Yani may have only permitted killing these creatures, Lefi Tumai, if you happen to step on them while walking, but not to go out of your way to try and kill them. Once we mentioned the story of Reb Abba Bar Kahana, we mentioned three other things that he said. Pemaitis shel beis Rebbe mutil talitin b'Shabbos. Small candelabras of Rebbe's house may be moved on Shabbos. Kroinis shel beis Rebbe mutil talitin b'Shabbos. The wagons of Rebbe's house can be moved on Shabbos. Hitalem Reb Chanina lebeis Rebbe lishtis yain b'kroinis shel nachri b'chaisim echad. Reb Chanina allowed Rebbe's household to drink wine that was transported by non-Jews, even though there was only one seal on it. However, he said, I am not sure if he generally permits one seal, or permitted it only in this case where the delivery was to the Nasi's house, because of a masa de bein nasiya, fear of the Nasi.